Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni 27, Pretoria 29, Tzaneen 26 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa has described the killing of six community patrollers in Qumbu in the Eastern Cape as a week after the Lusikisiki mass shooting as sad and outrageous. The patrollers were reportedly preparing for duty on Sunday night when unknown gunmen shot at them. Four people were wounded in Lusikisiki. 18 people were shot dead last Saturday. Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
The president welcomes the intensive police investigation into the Tina Falls Godini incident, which the South African Police Service is confident has produced a positive lead. Government will continue to work with communities to ensure our homes, neighborhoods, and public spaces are safe and that criminals know they will pay for their deeds.
Former Tshwane Mayor Celia Brink says the DA is open to work together with other parties in the best interests of residents. Brink was ousted last month following a vote of no confidence. This comes after their partners Action SA left the coalition amid a power struggle. Council will elect a new mayor tomorrow.
We are still open to say let's find the best situation for Tshwane, the best solution. There are 4 million people. There's a lot of work to be done. We've lost 2 weeks. Let's fix that.
Now, Tshwane's acting mayor, Nasipi Moya, is urging residents to pay their municipal bills in full and on time. She led a Tshwane Yatima revenue collection program in Waterkloof yesterday. Moya says teams encounter many illegal connections across the metro from defaulting clients who run up high service bills and fail to pay.
We do have provisions where residents can make arrangements when they cannot afford. So we always ask residents, please stop connecting yourselves illegally in our infrastructure.
The MK Party says it will continue to expose the issues of separation of power to ensure the judiciary stops interfering in parliamentary matters. This comes as the party's parliamentary leader, John Hlophe, resigned from the Judicial Service Commission. His resignation also comes after the Western Cape High Court made an interim ruling preventing Hlophe from serving on the JSC. And the Gauteng Health and Wellness Department is set to receive 16 mobile health clinics today. These 16 mobile health clinics were previously used to promote the COVID-19 vaccination drive. The department spokesperson Molatala Modiba says the mobile health clinics are equipped with state-of-the-art medical equipment.
The department is currently focusing on strengthening its health and wellness programs on the ground. We have been reaching out to various communities with the aim of ensuring that health services get to be taken to the doorsteps of communities.
I'm Chanel September, net video with Nes de Eer. President Ramaphosa het die moord op 6 gemeenskapslede in Qumbu in die Ooskaap veroordeel.
Chanel, don't go. 3 past 10, Jacaranda FM News and Sport on jacarandafm.com. Is there a schedule for that health clinic? Like, how do we know where they are? I tell you what's so encouraging. You know, often we say that our system in South Africa doesn't work. And I'm saying this also for our listeners that are listening on our app in other parts of the world. I want to tell you, there's some things of South Africa that work seamlessly that I'm really proud of. You know, there's a train. There's a train that travels through. And the other day, I actually had a look at it's a healthcare train. And it stops and people can go and receive free healthcare. So I want you to bring back, if there's a schedule or if there's a date or where we can find the mobile health clinic. You know what? It's so effective. I tell you what happened the other day as well, which is really encouraging. So the other day, I went to Ikuruleni's app. Ne? En ek het gedink, daar's iets fout met my watermeter. Toe sit ek daar, I lodged a complaint. Guys, they came back to me the same day. You lodge a complaint. The app portal then sends you an SMS that you've lodged a complaint, and then they contact you and they come out and they have a look. Now, they don't know that I'm Ilana from Jacaranda. I can assure you that I'm just a number, okay? But the app works. It really does.